Welcome back to the Weekly Driver Podcast. My name is James Rea. I write an automotive column for Bay Area News Group, which is the San Jose Mercury and East Bay Times. And I have edited and published the website, theweeklydriver.com, since 2004. Today, the single media day this year at the LA Auto Show. This morning, I had a great experience. I drove a 1994 Ferrari with the great assist from Jeremy Malcolm from Hagerty. Hagerty, as everybody knows, is a wonderful company that has done a lot of different things. Insurance to a great publication to a program which you can rent vintage cars of all different shapes and sizes. And I was nice enough for them to reach out to me to have me have an experience with a nice little Ferrari around the 2 miles or so around the LA Convention Center. So Jeremy was my guide for this morning, and so he's going to be on our podcast today from the show. Jeremy, thanks again for this morning, and give me an observation. What do you think of the LA Auto Show this year?
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Sure.
It looks fantastic this year. It's good to be back. I know it was kind of in an abridged version for the last couple years, and it seems to be coming back in force. You know, from a media standpoint, it looks like a lot of the international media are coming back. A lot of international companies are bringing out executives.
Yes.
And a lot of great cars. Obviously, you know, very heavily electric this year, but that seems to be the future.
Yeah. This morning, Hagerty had a really good idea. You brought two cars from, I believe, owners in the Southern California area. You had the Ferrari 355, is it?
So this would have been the predecessor to the 355.
Thank you.
It's the 348.
348.
More or less, you know, very, very similar cars, just some slight differences in the two, but both mid-engine V8 Ferraris of the 90s.
And then you also had what's become increasingly popular is vintage SUVs and what else in the SUV category? Broncos,
K5 Blazers have gotten big. Land Cruisers, which we had out here today. Land Rovers, Defenders. A lot of that market has really kind of blossomed over the last few years, partially because, you know, that's the first generation of real SUVs that could be reaching what's considered classic. But with more and more SUVs on the market these days, I think there's a growing you know, group of people who grew up in those cars, who owned those cars, and who are driving them still today. So it's its own niche that's growing into a great community.
That's right. I took the invitation this morning, not because I have any, as a famous actor would say, need for speed, but it's such an iconic car, and I've driven some other higher-end cars through the years, but never a Ferrari, and this morning was quite an experience, and you helped me through it. The shifting, there's no power steering, the shifting was different, there was a learning curve, and you made the comment that it was still cold, relatively cold this morning, and so I had a little bit of difficulty getting around. So what was it that I was driving this morning, and what made it, and Ferrari's Ferrari, but what made this vintage that I drove, did they call it an entry-level Ferrari at the time, or was that something else?
I don't know that Ferrari would ever use the entry-level term, but
it was
you know, certainly probably the cheapest in the Ferrari market at the time.
Yes.
But yeah, the 348, like I said, mid-engine V8, gated manual transmission, so a great recipe for you know, a much-loved car. Today they've, you know, they've become you know, widely considered, you know, a great place to start if you're getting into Ferraris.
Yes.
Quote unquote affordable.
Yes.
Still by modern standards. At Hagerty we have a price guide, and on that price guide, a condition two value Ferrari 348 is worth about $99,000, so just under $100,000 today, which all things considered isn't a bad price when you're looking at Italian exotics. Relatively usable on a daily basis. So, you know, a new enthusiast or someone new to the exotic world can get in the car and drive it and go get groceries. About 350 to 400 horsepower, so not unmanageable by any means. And a great place to start. So if that's something that you're looking for, or looking to dip your toes into that world, then 348, 355, really any of the, you know, the V8 Ferraris are a good place to start.
Do you recall by chance, or have you studied what that car cost new when it came out in 94?
I believe they were just over $100,000 new.
So it's a push now.
Yeah. I'd have to look up exact prices.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, you're getting back up to parity price-wise. And, you know, over the last, 3 years, since 2019, values of those have gone up 74%, which is massive. You know,
so, it is massive. Yes.
You know, can't speak to the future, but if things keep heading in the direction they're heading in, then you know, it's a good car that you can buy and use for a few years and sell without too much worry about, you know, depreciation or you know, losing your shirt on a deal like that.
Right. Haggerty has always been impressive to me because Haggerty does a few things. You guys were in the insurance business, and as I mentioned, you have a wonderful, I would call it a lifestyle automotive magazine. Real people and real cars, and of course you have Jay Leno and others writing columns. So the magazine's great. And then you also have this program, including those two cars this morning, cars like those that someone can go in, and, I don't know, they're going to get married, they're going to go for a special weekend, they're going to drive through the desert. Tell me some more about the Haggerty car rental program.
Yeah, and I just had someone asking today about that. They were looking for a car for a wedding, so they were asking about you know, what we could find for them. Yeah, the program is called DriveShare.
Yeah.
It's a ride sharing program where owners from across the country of these collectible cars can put them on there. They set their rental rates, they, you know, set the terms of it, and then you can go on there, surf around for a car that you're interested in driving, whether it's something for a weekend, whether it's something that you're interested in buying and you want to try it first.
Yes.
Or, you know, if, like you said, for weddings, for special events, that kind of thing. So yeah, it's a great way to, you know, if you're not ready to buy something yet and you just want to enjoy it, or you're a passionate enthusiast, it's a great way to start in that world.
To try something out. Yeah. In that vein, for a few years, Haggerty had a very nicely done low-key reception at the LA Auto Show. And I remember one year, one of your coworkers, I don't know if the person's still there, actually drove from Haggerty, located in Michigan? No.
Yep.
Michigan. Out here in one of the cars. It was a Ford, I think it was a Bronco. And that's when I first learned about the program. And I remember this guy sharing some of the unusual cars. Can you bring up in your memory bank some of the unusual cars that people have gone through that program? A Studebaker, an Avante, or something like that, that would be out of the ordinary there.
Exactly, yeah. You'll see everything on there from, you know, a newer Tesla Roadster, so an electric sports car, all the way back through pre-war cars. There's some lowriders on there that I've seen before.
That's great.
You know, like we've been talking about, classic SUVs are coming back and are big. Multiple, you know, Ferrari options on there. So everything an enthusiast could imagine. It doesn't have to be, you know, really old. It doesn't have to be gas powered even. Doesn't have to fit any particular mold, but if it invokes emotion, we probably have it on there.
Yes, I think there used to be a standard, maybe it still works, that the word vintage could be a car that's 25 years and older. Does that still hold up, or has that changed?
It's a, you know, a loose guideline that I think a lot of people follow as far as when to consider a car classic. It's 25-ish years is, you know, at that point, if it's a consumer car, they tend to, you know, start ending up in the scrap heaps.
Yes.
If it's something that someone is enthusiastic about, they're going to rescue it. They're going to restore it. They're going to put in the work they need to put in to keep that on the road. So after about 25 years, you know, that's when I think most people consider it a classic.
I'd be terrible if I didn't ask about Jay Leno. He's associated with the magazine for years. I don't know if you had a chance to speak to him, per se, or anybody from his family or the relationship with the magazine, but do you have any updates for us? Has anybody from Haggerty communicated with him yet, do you know?
Not to my knowledge. You know, I haven't been in touch with him or his team since he had the accident, but obviously our best wishes go out to him, and
sure,
we're hoping for a speedy recovery. Hope to see him back at car events soon. We're used to his, you know, his face lighting up at cars and coffees around Southern California.
He's just great.
Great advocate for the hobby.
One time years ago at one of the Monterey Auto Week events, they had community tables. They had a nice buffet, and I sat down and I looked over, and I didn't know who it was. Seat open? Sure. And it was Jay Leno. So we had, obviously I wasn't like starstruck, but I was like, well, this is going to be fun, and it was. And he was just a regular guy, like everybody thinks he is, with his jeans and his denim shirts and the wonderful way. And he drove up in I remember seeing him drive up in a vintage Bentley. So that was really special.
Exactly. It seems like everyone in Southern California has I spotted Jay Leno on the freeway in some crazy car story.
Yes.
So I'm sure there'll be many more of those to come.
I guess lastly, tell me some more about Haggerty and what I may have been remiss in asking. What would you like to say about where Hagerty is, where it's going, anything new on the horizon for the company.
Yeah, so at Hagerty, our purpose is to save driving and car culture, and everything we do flows out of that. Mm-hmm. From, you know, events like this, where you got to drive the Ferrari today.
Yes.
To, you know, events during Monterey Car Week, the Amelia, the Detroit Concours.
Yes.
You know, and then, you know, going into editorial side of things, like you were talking about, all of our online content, all of our magazine content, auctions. We have in-person auctions, online auctions. Classifieds, all of that
yes.
flows back into the purpose that our company is built around. And, you know, we're going to keep moving forward, keep doing that, keep helping out our members in the car community. And the goal is, you know, 100, 200, 500 years from now to see some of these cars still on the road, right? We want to see people driving, enjoying. We want to see these cars being used and enjoyed and, you know, making people's day.
That's perfect. Thank you, Jeremy. Jeremy Malcolm from Hagerty. It was great. Thank you again for the 2 mile drive. I managed not to put any scrapes or dents.
You did great.
I did okay for an old timer, but I really appreciated you guys reaching out and having a nice test drive. My first Ferrari, as I mentioned, it was a great experience. Thank you.
Of course. Thank you.
Today, as you walk into the LA Auto Show, the first and only media day, big presence now for Electric Mechanica. They were here last year. And they're here again today, I think, with three solos, and have, of course, a representative here. So could you introduce yourself and tell us what capacity you are, and let's go over some of the cars.
Yeah, no worries. My name is Corey Fulmer. I'm the sales supervisor for Electric Mechanica out here in Orange County.
Yes.
We're happy to be here at the auto show again.
What is, for those who may not have seen this unusual-looking car, vehicle,
yeah.
What are we looking at?
So you're looking at the most efficient commuter car that you can get. So single seater enclosed motorcycle.
Yes.
It's going to take you to point A to point B, get you back and forth to work, and it's going to get you there as efficiently as possible. All
yes.
electric, so it's no gas, don't have to worry about mm-hmm. the prices at the pumps, and all you got to do is worry about charging your car. It's all electric.
Okay. What kind of license do you need to drive it?
All you need is your California or any Class C license, right?
Gotcha.
You can drive this in any state. It is technically a motorcycle, but it is enclosed, so you technically don't need your M1 to drive it.
Gotcha. So it's obviously it's a tiny car.
Mm-hmm.
Putting on the spot a little bit, can you share some dimensions? Do you have any dimensions of the car, roughly?
I can look those. I don't have those.
Sorry.
But,
very tiny.
To give your audience, I'm a bigger guy. I said I'm about 6'2". 250,
yeah.
240, 250,
yeah.
And I can get in on this thing, no problem.
Gotcha.
It takes a couple minutes of practice, but we are, it's fairly easy to get in out of.
I'm 6 feet and about 210,
yeah.
So I'm sure I could do it okay.
Yeah.
It is a one person.
One person, that's all you need.
Right.
I've done it too, 6'3", 200. Very
doable. Gotcha.
Yeah.
So price points, availability. So on and so forth.
So right now we're doing deliveries out here in California and Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
Price point would be $18,500.
Mm-hmm.
So it's relatively affordable. And they're readily available now. Depending on the color that you want and where you live, we can get to anywhere between a week for delivery
yes.
or a couple weeks.
And so far, if you can share in general terms, what user groups, for example, have been purchasing these? I see this one,
yeah.
which of course we're audio, yeah. but visually... It's a Pizza Hut
yeah.
franchise.
It's
bright red with a cheese-laden
yep.
pizza on the side of the car and some soft drinks.
Well, what's good about the Solo is like we don't really have a demographic for it. It kind of
yeah.
works for everybody, right?
Right?
So Pizza Hut, they use them for their deliveries and
yep.
to go home to home. And if you get the smaller, the non-cargo version, the regular one, any kind of commuter. We have people who are students. We
yes.
have maybe people who are in retirement. We have people who do more delivery, like Uber Eats and
yes.
stuff like that. Kids drive it. People as their first cars because it's a very low maintenance, easy to drive car.
Yes.
So what's good about the Solo is it doesn't really have a demographic. It can kind of fit into anybody's life.
I'm looking at the one to our right. It's white. The trunk is open. I'm thinking that if you really wanted to, you could get golf clubs in there. Maybe.
maybe.
Definitely
maybe.
you could get a carry-on suitcase.
Yeah.
You could probably get three grocery bags.
Yeah, so it's a little over 5 cubic feet of space there.
Uh-huh.
A good rule is that I like to use, if it can fit in an overhead storage space in an airplane, it'll fit in this car.
Gotcha.
So you can definitely get a couple hundred dollars worth of groceries in there. You can fit some suitcases and stuff like that. You're not going to go on any Costco runs, but you will be able to find out. You'll be able to fit more stuff in there than you think you can.
Let's just say you can't get out of Costco without spending what this car costs.
Exactly.
How about something like
that?
There you
go, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, just to reiterate, it's two wheels on the front, one wheel on the back.
Yeah.
Can you go on the freeway?
You can, yeah. So you get HOV access too, so you can take in the carpool lane. The car does go up to 80 miles an hour, so it does have the ability to keep up with the speeds on the freeway.
Yes.
So yeah, a lot of people, like I said, it's a commuter car, so you can take it to on the freeways and everything.
I remember last year, or maybe it was somewhere else that I heard about the vehicle, there was or maybe I saw it on the internet, when Elio went south, you guys offered a plan that you could take your deposit and you guys would accept that, if I remember hearing that correctly.
Yep.
Did people capitalize on that?
Yeah. So, like I said, Hilo went under and we reached out to people and was like, hey, do you want to move your reservation over to us instead? We actually just started deliveries last year.
Yes.
So, we've had great success with people who were like, finally, we can drive something that looks like this. Mm-hmm. And people are super excited about it.
Yes. Are you guys based in Oregon?
No. So we have our headquarters is in Canada, up in Vancouver area.
That's right. Okay.
We have a Mesa facility out in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a couple of service centers out here in Southern California.
All right. I live in Sacramento.
Okay.
Do people order online in that other parts of the country?
We're kind of piggybacking off of what Tesla does.
Yes.
Like you can go online, you put your order in.
Yes.
And, you get all the paperwork done, you get all the financing done, and we'll come and deliver your car to your doorstep.
Gotcha. So we're looking at three different vehicles. The one that we talked about, the white with the trunk or the hatchback, whatever you call it.
We call it a trunk.
And then the jet black. Are these the same models? Or
they're all the same. Yeah.
They're all the same. Okay.
Except the only one with the Pizza Hut one.
Yeah.
I know this is a audio medium here. Pizza Hut just has a bigger cargo space.
I see.
You can get that attached as well. That's a little bit extra money on that one, but it does provide more room for pizzas and chicken wings or whatever you want, right?
I think I forgot to ask. How about range?
Range. So they go 100 miles. Up to 100 miles.
Up to 100 miles.
So if you're around town, like city driving, you'll go 100 miles in good condition.
Sure.
Freeway, you're going to lose a little bit, but it'll get you to point A from B.
For sure. What kind of charging?
So you can either do a 110 or a 220. Now, I know they have the fast chargers that are coming out now. You can't use it on this one, unfortunately.
Right.
But if you're looking at a 220, they have them at any malls or any parking garages now.
Mm-hmm.
It'll take about two and a half hours.
Okay.
If you were to just plug it into an outlet, like at your house,
yes,
it's about six and a half, 7 hours, overnight.
Overnight deal.
So come home, plug it in, you'll have a full tank.
Have you guys done any studies? I'm still not very savvy on kilowatts per this, multiplied by this, divided by this.
I will tell you,
help me with that if you can.
I wish I could too, because all that's kind of over my head as well. I know we have a bunch of engineers and stuff that work like that. They're always trying to improve the performance of this car.
Mm.
The way it sits now is we have 17.4 kilowatt batteries in the car. They're very small batteries, but the car is very small as well. So
yes.
it's all in the keeping in mind efficiency. Right, the bigger batteries, the heavier it is, the more kind of engineering needs involved. So
I guess I said lastly, I'm going to say lastly twice. if somebody wants more information,
www.emvauto.com. EMV.com.
Gotcha.
Electromechanicalvehicles.com.
Thank you.
And you can sign up for test drives on there, place an order if you want, and we'll get you one in your parking lot.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for the time
today.
Thank you,
James. Uh-huh. Appreciate you.
You bet. There's always a lot to see. This year, a new startup company is here, Charge Cars, and I'm with Bill Morris. The Morse code you said earlier, Bill?
You got it.
And in front of me is a 1967. You tell me, it's a converted electric car. So let's start from the get-go.
Sure.
What do we got going on, Bill?
No, that's what's so great about it. Your eye, right, is correct. But this is a brand new car. From the top down, there's not an old part on this car. So the brand new shell, chassis, frame, etc.
Mm-hmm.
It's called the 67
mm-hmm.
by Charge Cars, and it's all electric. 200-mile range.
Yes.
Sub 4 seconds, 0 to 60.
Yes.
Looking at 3.9. Only 499 of these to be built.
Gotcha.
So we're looking at exclusivity here. We're also looking at taking something so iconic and cool.
Yes.
From such a classic era of cars.
Mm-hmm.
And making it really like ready for today.
Gotcha.
Beyond, you know, the future. So
yes,
you have brand new driving systems. You obviously see the updated and current infotainment system.
Yes.
We're using Bridge of Weir leather, so it's beyond just the coolness of the tech, but we're getting the finest materials, build quality. It is handcrafted in London.
Mm-hmm.
So the only car company that can really say that anymore.
Anymore. That's
yeah.
A good so, point there. Yeah.
So with that scarcity, we think, you know, and we can see it already with the orders, it's successful.
Gotcha.
And it's exciting to work with something that's kind of unique.
Now, this is a new company, or tell me a little bit of an overview of the company. How did it start? And with this car, is this the first, and are there plans for others?
Yes, so great questions. Car is 6 years young.
6 years, great. Yes, yes.
And our current CEO is a great guy named Vadim. And we launched at Festival of Speed earlier this year. And yes, there will be a Project 2 and a Project 3 already in success. We haven't announced what those are, because honestly, we're here
sure.
at the press and public debut announcing this, but I guarantee you there's enough fans for this, and I guarantee you we were all boyhood fans of what Project 2 and Project 3 are. You know?
Gotcha. That's a good clue.
From what
That's
I've
a
seen,
good clue.
We
yeah.
all, and we all had a poster, or a friend had a poster of these.
Oh, you're teasing. You know? You're teasing.
So,
that's good.
Either way, nobody's going to be disappointed.
So you mentioned earlier about orders. Has it been, obviously it's been received well, and can you share a little about who has ordered, not specific names,
sure.
but different parts of the world, or
yeah.
what's that been like?
You know, that's the craziest thing. It's been such a great response. We only debuted in North America at the Peterson on
yes.
October 27th.
Gotcha.
And it was great success. Took orders there.
Mm-hmm.
We were actually almost full for our 23 build slots.
Yes.
Our true year 23. Customer cars looking to come out roughly Q1 of 24.
Yes.
But, you know, we want to start with small batches because these are bespoke. They
yes.
are handcrafted.
Yes.
And, you know, with a new car company, you only have one chance to get it right. And we're taking the time to do that.
Some companies have had their one chance and,
yep.
and not done it right.
Exactly.
So, can you share price points?
Sure.
Yeah.
So our starting price is $450,000 delivered to the U.S.
Gotcha.
That includes your shipping, destination, et cetera.
Yeah, yes.
For a small manufacturer, that is actually a decent chunk of change right sure. there. We have other bespoke options, as
sure.
you mentioned. Three different tiers of paint, some no charge, ranging all the way up, if you want to get crazy, to $30,000.
Right.
We have in-house artists that will walk us through the process.
Yes.
So to get one of those last remaining build spots, it's $5,000 refundable deposit.
Sure.
So people jump on that, and we've had everyone stick so far.
Yes.
We have buyers from around the world. We have you know, athletes. We have celebrities. We
yes.
have business owners. We have a really, really interesting pool of early adopters, and I think it's only going to get more interesting. Everyone I get to meet is who likes this car, you know,
yes.
has an interesting story themselves,
sure.
and likes that exclusivity. They like the build quality. They've reached that, you know, level in their life that they say this is something that one of my friends have or no one else will have. And I think that really speaks to the passion that the company has into building something so unique, limiting those numbers because we want to get it right. And again,
yes.
I'm going to go back to Project 2. I am teasing, but
that's okay.
You'll crack a smile, I promise.
That's great. The obviously, we're audio, but we're looking at this car, and I've taken some images of the car. So
mm-hmm.
when we're looking at this car,
mm-hmm.
Help me with the naive way of saying this. What am I looking at?
Sure.
Yeah, that's a 67, of course.
Yep.
But describe the car for me, if you would, a little bit, from the wheels to the the way the finish is to the interior. What's that process like in making this car from the ground up?
It is, as you can imagine, you come up with a great idea and walking it through the steps.
Yes.
It is great. In a minute, I'll introduce you to Mark Roberts. He's our Chief Creative Officer.
Yes.
He is really the designer behind this. So
yes.
I'm going to do a terrible job, and then he'll come up and clean up my mess.
That's all right.
But,
that's all right.
You're looking at Michelin tire technology down here.
Yes.
This was our original wheel. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a heavy wheel, but they were heavy cars.
Sure.
Our weighting total gross weight is roughly 1,950 kilos. Mm-hmm. So
1.6. Yeah.
There. Don't get mad at me if it's not.
No,
perfect.
No, that's perfect.
So we're going to expand into five different wheel choices. My favorite being a five spoke with a hollow center, so really a 10 spoke, if you will.
Yes.
In that star shape, it just looks so classic and.
It does.
Yeah, what's another
classic,
word?
Classic is perfect.
And I'm a kind of classic guy, and that just speaks volumes to me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're looking at, like I mentioned, everything brand new here. So
yeah.
We wanted to have some weight reduction here. So mm-hmm. This is carbon.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
oh,
this
gotcha.
Molded carbon here. Door panels as well. The hood right there. And, you know, just by doing that, you're looking at a major weight reduction.
Mm-hmm.
And also, we can mold the car a little easier.
Sure, so, absolutely.
We've paid homage to a lot of the design of the classic 60s muscle cars, one specifically, as you know,
mm-hmm.
and then modernized the interior. So that's really where we stand apart. If you get in that car, you know, you have the nostalgia, but it's hard to drive.
Sure.
It's not easy. So this car has modern driving systems on it. It's got adaptive cruise control and radar-based systems in the front of the grille.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have torque factor.
Yes.
I might have mentioned the 1,120 pound feet of torque in this thing. All-wheel drive.
Yeah.
So it's got a motor on each wheel.
Yeah.
So really, it's just kind of like it's amazing that we can take such a cool design and put it with today and tomorrow's technology.
Gotcha.
Even the battery packs, with two of them. One's right here below the luggage rack.
Yes.
The other is, for rigidity purpose, built in a temperature-controlled carbon fiber shell into the chassis.
Oh, my gosh. My gosh.
So it's helping lower your, you know, your point of gravity, center your point of gravity, lower your weight to the ground. And even walking to the front here, I'll show you.
Sure.
We wanted like a viewer experience
mm-hmm.
with opening the hood, right?
Yes.
It's always been like four or five guys crowded around.
Yeah, right.
And somebody's going to pop the hood, right? But we want to show you. We're like one that embraces the brains of the electric vehicle. You're looking at motors and inverters here.
Yes.
So you really want to know this cross brace right here,
mm-hmm.
more rigidity. This is all available in a full carbon fiber too, as
yes.
well. So bespoke, a little extra weight savings, obviously. But you know, the $499 build, these people, our buyers usually have it all, and they want something that's a snowflake. Like,
sure,
this is one nobody else has the same one.
Yes,
that's exactly. So
I'll put you on the spot for just
sure.
one question. It's an easy one, actually. Of all the iconic cars,
yep.
you guys chose this. It's a
yep.
great choice, but. Was it a process, we've got these 10, we're going to lower it to 5, now we have 3, now we have 1? Or did they just come with this one right away? Where do you know?
I'm going to have Mark Roberts answer that.
Yeah,
so
okay.
He was on. So Mark was, we've all come from
sure.
a great group of people.
Sure.
You know, the most notorious automakers. Mark had a great background as a player over there.
Yes.
And he has been on for much longer than I have.
Sure. That's fair
he
enough.
He would be that guy.
Uh-huh.
So not to... I don't want to give you the wrong answer.
That's all right. And I pointed to this.
Yes.
What's the background of this?
So I tell people that it is, I give that snowflake metaphor.
Right. I'm looking at the logo, if you will, or the emblem.
Right.
What do you got? You guys call it the logo or the emblem? Anything?
The logo.
Yeah.
We call it the snowflake internally.
Yes.
But I... My story is I'm in marketing, sales, branding.
Sure.
That is because no two of these cars are going to be exactly the same with the amazing amount of paint colors that we have,
yes,
with the amazing amount of wheel choices, with the amazing amount of leather choices, with the bespoke work capable of carbon fiber options, 499 of them, do the math.
Right.
I don't think two people are going to order the same one.
No.
And then we're a snowflake in the fact that who else is, people do electric resto mods.
Right.
But do they electrify an iconic build like this?
No.
And modernize your driving experience?
Right.
So I think we're a snowflake company that builds, unique one-off cars, being the fact that two snowflakes are ever the same.
I'll go, that's a great marketing. That sounds good to me. I guess, and lastly, if somebody, you mentioned 499 and celebrities, famous people have purchased them, maybe, you know, sheiks from some other part of the world, wherever it is. How would somebody, if they're interested, how would they find out more information on this
car? You can contact me. I'm in the United States. I'm the guy to talk to.
Is it www?
Sure. It's charge.cars is the general. You can follow us along. You can shoot us a message on Instagram.
Sure.
We're connected to everything. 80 some employees.
Oh, really?
Growing, and we're on everything. So I'm teaming up with our global head of sales, which is a great guy named Nick.
And based in London still?
He's based in London.
And you're based
in Los Angeles?
In Los Angeles.
Yeah,
okay,
so that's our U.S. launch city. We're going to expand to partner in Miami and New York after that.
That makes sense, yeah. Miami especially would be a
hot market.
Hot market.
They're very well received everywhere we've gone. I expected and hoped good things, but really it did. Everyone loves it.
Right.
It's
great. It's hard not to like it. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bill, very much.
Pleasure. Thank you so much.
Okay, great.